Sam, it worked. It worked. It almost worked. It's April 10th, 1963, and that's only a month after your original leap into Oz.
If I killed him, there should be something on the radio.
Killed him?
Pierre Rougeant.
I buried
killed
him.
Who?
Wrapped it in that raincoat, and I buried him.
Gushy? What the hell's he talking about? Mackerel, Sam. You leaped into Oswald just seconds after he tried to blow General Edwin Walker's head off.
Tried. I missed.
Not you, Oswald. The bullet splintered the window and then punched into the wall just inches above Walker's head.
It was an easy shot. He was just sitting there, working at his desk. How could I miss?
You didn't miss him, Sam. Oswald did.
You know the yell, Al. I can hear you.
Candidate oh. Nelson Rockefeller's popularity
is at an all-time better.
Sam, you're scaring the hell out of me. You were acting like Oswald's mind was still merged into yours.
President Kennedy's popularity slipping from the high it showed during the Cuban Missile Crisis. The White House confirmed plans for two
it is.
Whirlwind tours.
No, it can't be.
Only this time it's different.
No, but Ziggy said it would be gone.
Yeah, why would it be gone?
Well, Ziggy computed that the reason that you were leaping back and forth in Oswald's life was because the part of your mind that's in him and the part of his mind that's in you were trying to reunite.
So what did you do?
I didn't do nothing. Ziggy figured that if we could reconnect your minds, then we could get the leap back on track. So through DNA typing, Ziggy identified, you know, the little mesons and neurons in Oswald's brain that biologically matched yours, that we put Oswald in the accelerator and we leap those little things back to you.
You can't leap isolated mesons and neurons without drawing other neural energy with it.
More
yeah.
neural energy?
Sucking up more of Oswald's mind. That's why this group is different. There's more of him and me.